We'd like to welcome you to our current event and weekly Bible study for November 6, 2016. This wasn't a real study that I was going to put up. I'm so burdened by God that I don't think I cannot put it up. I truly believe that His election is literally, and I don't mean to elevate Trump or put him on a pedestal in any way, shape, or form. It goes way beyond him. What I would focus on is Hillary and all this evil cabal, this Illuminati, 13 bloodlines that has been in power so long in America, starting so far back. You look at Bush through Skull and Bonesman, through Clinton's. You look at all the wickedness they have wrought into the bushes again. It's all evil, wicked bloodlines. Into Obama. And now wanting to install the Clintons again, which would literally be the end of any semblance of any righteousness of this nation. And again, I don't say this because I think Trump is, quote, the answer, or he's whatever. I'm just stating facts. I'm stating what the Clinton agenda exemplifies. I'm stating what they represent. They are pure evil. I've been so burdened tonight. I can't stop crying because of all the little children that they have killed. You look at all the money they stole from the Haitians over all the years regarding all these disasters they've befallen. You look at all little children they have killed. See, Jesus Christ, I think, focuses on the little children that are innocent and can't protect themselves. All the abortions that have taken place in America and elsewhere since Roe versus Wade. I have asked God to kill me, please. If it would help saving the little children that are scheduled to be killed either by abortions or by Hillary Clinton term, just kill me, God. That's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's alright. I'll gladly offer up my life. It's not a problem. Please kill me, God. But save them. Please save them. Because they're innocent. I've lived a good life. You've been so good to me, Lord. You've been so good to me. And I don't deserve it. I've had witch covens try to kill me and voodoo high priests and all manner of occultists. And to be honest, I don't deserve to be living regarding all these little boy children that have died at the hands of the Illuminati. all the ones that have died in Africa, in China, North Korea, and all these other places, these poor little babies. They don't deserve to die. They're better than me, God. They're better. They're better. I'm not worthy, God. I'm not worthy. Please, God, take my life. Please kill me and save them and deliver them. Please. As God is my witness, I pray to God for this. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. I'm just a sinful man. These poor babies, they've died. Jesus said it was better that you hang a millstone around your neck and you be cast in the midst of the sea than you offend one of these little ones that believe on me. And it's a matter of fact and a matter of course that people like Hillary and Obama and these devils in the Illuminati and these devils in the Congress and the Senate and these world leaders, God, these people of the Illuminati, they love it. They love it. They absolutely love death. And they love hell. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. It's so evil. So God, if it would be more expedient, please, please kill me, God. Please kill me and spare them. Please raise them up, God, and use them as mighty, mighty messengers of God. Help them and deliver them and protect them, God, because I'm not worthy. I am not worthy, God. I'm not worthy, Lord. I am so not worthy. These little ones are so much better than me. They deserve life, Lord. They deserve life. I've lived a good life. You can kill me. Protect them. Protect them, God. Deliver them, God. Please, I beg you. I beg you, Lord Jesus. I pray you bless my listeners, Lord. I pray you bless them. Help them, God. Deserve my listeners. I don't deserve this ministry, God. I don't deserve anything, God, apart from you, but death and hell. I don't. I agree. I would take your side against me, God, if it be possible. Oh, God, please intervene on their behalf. Please, God. Please. Please help. Help them. Help them, God. Help them. Bless them, God. Deliver them, Lord God. Deliver the little children. Deliver the orphans and the widows. And the innocent, God. And those that are scheduled for death. All around the world, God, whether they be, oh God, wherever they be, wherever they be, God, you know where they're at. Please deliver them. Please help them. Please bless them. Please bless them. For of whom the world was not worthy, as your word says, of the world, of whom the world was not worthy, not worthy, God. Please. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, I beg you, God. And I pray to God that this witch, this devil from the pit of Hillary Clinton, God, that she is not able to work her wickedness, God. So many times, God, she has been victorious in sin and wickedness and evil. I pray to God you smite this witch in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, your angelic host, and through the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, her and Bill both, God, that they would never, ever, in the name of Jesus Christ, prosper in wickedness ever again. I humbly ask you these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, and I gladly offer my life in exchange for anything I pray tonight, God. Anything, that's fine. Take my life. Take my life. It's fine. It's okay. You were a good God. You were a good God. You were merciful. You bestow mercy upon me I don't deserve. In so many ways, I don't deserve it, Lord. I don't deserve it, and I know it. And I love you, and I praise you. And I'm sorry for where I've failed you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, God. Bless my listeners, God. Bless my listeners. If this is the last time I ever broadcast, bless them, God. Please. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless them. Bless them. May your angels encamp around about them and go before them to prepare the way. And if I never have another broadcast, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us meet on the other side. Let us meet on the other side and embrace there. I humbly come before you, Lord, as much as I know how. And I pray these things. Amen.